Many people have often told me that this passage from Matthew seems rather harsh. It seems rather harsh to speak of Our Lady in this way, that Jesus would speak of that way about his mother. Because Matthew sets this up in the 12th chapter of his gospel, and we haven't heard of Mary since the infancy narratives, but this isn't about Mary and the family life of Jesus. I see it more as Jesus in this episode is setting out his, what we would call, his mission statement. Mission statements were all the rage about 25 or 20 years ago for organizations, which set up what they're about, what their focus would be about. And in this particular passage, Jesus, from all his experience of preaching and teaching, says it simply, "Whoever does the will of my heavenly Father is my brother, my sister, and my mother." That's his mission statement about us, about those of us who follow the Lord, following that mission. And it's very good for us all to look at our own experiences and our personal mission statements, if we have any, about what we're about. Because I think that for us at the Shrine, our experience of this last year and a half has rather refocused our mission as a Shrine, as what we should do here. And we've said in our staff meetings that first and foremost, we at the Shrine, our mission is to offer the sacrifice of the Mass. We experienced through the time of COVID how many individuals who were unable to attend Mass in person tuned into our YouTube channel, our Companions website, our Shrine website, and followed the sacrament, the liturgy of the Mass online. That told us how many people were hungering for the Word of God, who were still missing the Eucharist in their own lives. And that told us through those many comments how very needy people were. Throughout this experience of COVID, we not only changed our moments of the Sacrament of Reconciliation from 11:30 till 5 to 12, we increased the opportunity to receive the Sacrament of Reconciliation from Mondays to Saturdays from 11 a.m. to 5 to 12. Most times having two confessors, sometimes three, and through the season of Lent, four. We responded to the need. And that, I think, what taught us about what our mission is about. Our mission is not simply to have a gift shop, although that is an opportunity for people to, visit here and have something to bring home that is religious. But the Friar's mission, as I see it over the last few months and as we move forward, is to offer Mass. And every Mass we offer is a moment of healing, a moment of grace, a moment of peace. Our ministry here is to offer the gift of the Sacrament of Reconciliation, another form of healing, ministry, and peace. Through our recent experiences and as we move forward, we will continue to deepen our sense of mission, of what we're about, that we at the Shrine are this place of peace, refreshment, and grace. And through the prayers of St. Anthony, that people will find Christ anew in their lives. That's our mission statement for the Shrine that we've learned from our experiences. And we work with Jesus today that whoever does the will of his heavenly Father is his brother, sister, and mother. And so let us together deepen our sense of commitment and mission to do the will of God. And isn't that what we pray for when we say, "Thy will be done"? But why is it, at least in my life, I want it always my way? But it's really Thy will be done. Thy will be done.